What I'm saying is you suck.
Amazing. Thanks yeah. for that. Get in the zone. Get in the podcast zone.
All right, guys. What's up? And welcome back to another episode of Guy Stuff. This week, since we last recorded, or 2 weeks ago, since I recorded, I actually recorded about a week ahead of time. Since I released the last episode, my friend Allison, who is in fact female, asked, can I be on the pod? And I was like, I guess. And she's like, you've told me for the past year I could be on the podcast, which might be true, but I haven't released episodes for about a year. But she's here now. She's the type of person who sends me texts when it's our friendiversary, which we've had one, which I didn't know what that meant, but apparently that's a thing you're supposed to do. So welcome Zumba instructor, pretend senator, and all-around average blonde, Allie Weaver.
Thank you. It is good to be here on the podcast.
She's going to make it super awkward, so most we're just going to get through that. So what have you been up to this summer, particularly things with comedic emphasis, things that are funny, since you failed to prepare anything coming on?
Well, if you're just going to attack me like that.
That was the
point. Right. So this summer has been pretty busy for me. I went on vacation to Alabama with 14 other of my family members, and we all shared a beach house, which was pretty exciting.
Believe me, the group chat made plenty of jokes about that.
We also went backpacking in Colorado, which you came on that trip as well, which was an all-around bopping good time.
Some of you have listened to the recent or less recent episode about my last backpacking trip in Colorado, which I'm going to delete. So if you haven't listened to that, please don't. I hate it. But I went on another one with the same group, except Allison was in it this time. So that's solid.
It was way more fun since I was there, probably.
I wouldn't say that, but, you know, whatever. That's
kay.
Debatable.
Okay.
Honestly, but... Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to airports later. I want to start off. I have a idea, and it's a category, and it's called Things That Irk Me.
Yes.
And to start off, I think everyone agrees that zodiac sign people are annoying at this point. They tick me off. It's like,
why do they tick you off?
Oh, I'm a lemur. That's why.
Lemur?
Libra, whatever.
I'm a zebra, guys.
I'm a zebra. That's why I can't come to your party. I'm a Cancer. That's why I lost my hair and I'm bad at everything. You know, it's really bad. I'm really annoyed by it. So, but then people got tired of it. Like, oh, I can't do zodiac signs. That makes me sound superstitious. I can't say the word. Superstitious.
Yes.
So then they're like, I know. Let's invent a system. And we'll call it something impronounceable that starts with an E. It's like a minute.
Enneagram.
It's
what? Enneagram.
Enneagram?
Yes.
Isn't it called an enanagram?
No. Bananagrams is a game where you put letters to form words, but it's called Enneagram. And it's like you take a test and they're numbered like 1 through 9 or 10 or something like that. I took one like a long time ago.
Yeah, well, those annoying. But speaking of, you said bananagrams. My favorite thing to get at Golden Corral is actually their banana cream pie.
I'm so glad for you that...
This is what we do. Yep. Welcome to... You've never listened to any of these episodes, have you?
I have,
this is actually, about what happens.
I have.
Allison was the one, the people who texted me last week and said, you really talked about killing five-year-olds for 20 minutes? And in this scenario, the five-year-old started it. So not on us. Anyways. Point is, I'm really tired of enneagram people being like...
Enneagram.
Whatever. Number people being like, I'm a type 7. What are you? Which I am a type 7.
You are?
Yes.
Good to know. Actually, I don't even know what they mean. I'm a type 8. I don't know what that means.
I'm pretty sure it means like I'm a psychopath or something.
It means like maybe it's like how many brain cells you have or something.
All 7 of them.
You have 8.
Well,
so in this scenario, I'm an intellectual compared to you.
So what annoys me is they do the same thing. It's just like zodiac for more intelligent people. And they're like, oh, I guess I'm not compatible with you, or I guess I can't do that because you're type 3 and you're going to kill me. And it's like, bruh, chill. Anyways.
I think like Zodiac is like star alignment or like...
Which I'm all for. Constellations. I love the stars.
I think. That's what they're named after.
Yeah. It's like Pisces. Rising.
That's what I am, is a fish. So...
Yeah. I like to note, I was born in November, and I get the worst deal out of all of that. Mm. Like, the month stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know what my sign is. It sucks. Point is, my birthstone is, like, pea yellow. Like, an orange pea yellow. Like, February has, like, pink, and it's a really pretty... What is February?
Amethyst. It's amethyst. It's, like, purple.
Okay, well... Purple, pink, same difference.
Same thing.
And then there's like a pale green and a pale blue. They're really pretty. And then mine is just like pee. But like, not like normal. Like if you're dehydrated and haven't drinking all day and was playing sports, it's that color pee.
Playing sports? Aren't you hydrated if you play sports?
No. You drink water? Basic.
Yes.
When you're playing sports, you deprive your body of all the needed nutrients.
So hydration's overrated.
I saw some chick on Twitter that was like, oh, you drink water? That's why you're dehydrated all the time. You should eat fruits or something. And she was like, don't drink water. It's bad for you. Everyone was like, ah.
That is backed up by science.
That is, honestly.
Yeah.
And then there was that one chick that was like, you can get all your nutrients from the air. And then I think she died.
No. Oh, well, that would explain that. Probably.
Oh, my word. And then another thing that irks me, I actually didn't have this one. You know those, there's so many jokes about it. The stupid rings that like break when they absorb your negative energy.
Yes, I have seen those before.
What are they called? Hermetite?
I don't know. Hermit crab? I don't know.
The hermit crab rings. Anyways, I hate the hermit crab rings because it's like the perfect scam. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like saying, like, when you get tired of living in your house will come light your house on fire, and then we'll sell you a new house. That's, like, what they are. It's, like, when you use it, it breaks.
And then can just use, like, a super crappy material, and then if it breaks, just, like, oh, it's because you're the problem.
It's your fault, not our crappy stuff, and then we'll charge you $40 for a new one.
Right.
Because, you know, the ones you buy off Amazon in 10 packs aren't effective because they're fake or whatever. Yeah, that bugs me a lot.
Mm-hmm. All about the energy and the chakras aligning and whatever. My boss has been getting super into talking about that. I work at a gym, and so she's, like, talking about aligning her chakras, and I'm like, okay.
You're a Zumba instructor. That sounds like something you'd do.
So I'm a licensed Zumba instructor. I have not yet began teaching Zumba and will probably not do that for the next couple months.
Why?
Because of work and school. So
she's a bad Zumba instructor, guys.
Yep.
What happened to the first person you taught? Did they like Zumba?
I haven't taught anyone.
Walk out and because be like, okay, that's it. If that's all Zumba can do for me.
I quit.
And then they drove their car off. Okay, also, so...
Ali Zumba made me want to die.
Okay, so, the stupid... When you get off the ramp onto an overpass and you cross over the overpass...
Off-ramp?
Off... Okay.
You know the ramp that you get off on? What's that called?
The off-ramp.
Right.
Fine. But if you come from the opposite way, there's not just one sign. There's like... 8 different signs telling you you're going the wrong way on the highway. Like, it's like a do not enter, you're going the wrong way, danger, you're going to die. And there's like 20 of them, which I know went up a bit. But there's a lot of them, and they always annoy me because it's like...
We get it.
How much money did we waste? How much of my tax dollars did we waste doing that?
Money could have solved world hunger. And here we are putting up
Bill Gates can actually solve world hunger.
I'm sure he could.
Elon Musk could solve world hunger. I mean, actually, we've already solved world hunger, just everyone's too lazy and selfish to implement it. I mean, not the mill, just like everyone. Like, if we all were like, oh, let's spend $1, we could all spend $1 and like end world hunger, everyone who has food. But
as my great English teacher once told me, go out to the South 40 and eat grass. That could solve world hunger. That's all.
I will attest. Don't grow much grass over there. Anyways, point is, that is things that irk me. Other things that irk me, and I think we mentioned this the first time when it was super awkward because you're bad at recording podcasts. I'm just going to roast you the whole time.
Yeah.
People in lifted trucks. I almost got killed by a guy on a lifted truck the other day on the way to Sam's. I was driving to Sam's Club because, pro tip, Sam's Club, you can get your entire lunch for $2.
Yep.
$2.50 deal.
$2.50.
Yeah, it's not bad, actually. But I pull out, and it's like a yield sign. So I yield, I'm on the road, and we pull past a gas station, and the guy in front of me turns into the gas station, and the lifted truck sees me, sees me going 30,
right,
and pulls out, and making all sorts of noises with the mic.
Whoosh sound effect right there.
I'm waving my hands all over. Pulls out and takes it slowly. First time I've used my horn in a while because I came within 3 feet of running into his back tire.
Dang.
Which wouldn't have hurt him very much. But my ancient drug dealer car would have been smashed to pieces, the whole front end. And I was like, I used my horn and my siblings were like, was that close? And I'm like, no, not at all. We couldn't have just died.
You're like sobbing inside.
Yeah. So that irks me because, in my opinion, anyone who builds a lifted truck should not be allowed to drive it. Because if you have the terrible taste of doing a lifted truck just because you're compensating for something or whatever reason you people build lifted trucks for, like, why? Like, you shouldn't be allowed to drive it. You've got like 20 feet of clearance and you're just bebopping down the highway. Be-bopping. You could hit a car and jump it with that much.
Yeah.
Like, if you hit a Corvette head on with a lifted truck, the truck would go over the Corvette. Stop. All right, guys, that's the end of this episode. She started doing TikTok dances. That's it. We're done. And then finally, the last thing that irks me, besides terrible podcast hosts, is...
Co-host to you.
You assistant asked to be on here.
To the host.
Assistant to the regional host.
Right.
Yes. Old people at the gym. And I told you this story before, so you can just nod and whatever. Mm-hmm. But people of the people podcast... People of the podcast, I go to I guess it's a city-run gym. It's the ARC. It's like the YMCA, but fancier. I've decided to stop saying bougier because it makes me sound gay.
My word.
Well, it is your word. You started saying my words. Anyways, the point is I've tried to stop saying it because although there's nothing wrong with being gay in any form, we don't support any of that, but any of that anti-gay stuff. I just personally don't want to sound like that. So please don't cancel us. Anyways, old people at the gym, because they like, instead of, so there's like four different machines that do the same thing at the gym.
Yeah.
And then you decide to walk up to mine, stand 4 feet away from me threateningly. And until I ask, like,
may I help you?
It's like, we had a guy do it when we were exercising the other day. He came up and stood by, like, us using the shoulder press. And we're like, do you need a set? And he's like, yeah, actually. And then told us we were using it wrong or that I had too much weight on it or something. And then walked away. And I'm like, I am well aware that I have too much weight on this machine. That's on purpose. I'm trying to do something.
Right.
Anyways. And then today, I was at the gym this morning because pre-podcast stuff. And this guy walked up to the leg press. No, there was another leg press open and two other machines that did a similar thing open. And he walked up and stood 5 feet away. And I was texting you something. I'd been on my phone for like 20 seconds. And I'm like, oh, can I, like, do you need on this? And he's like, I was like, do you need? Oh, he asked me. Actually, he started it. He's like, are you done? And I'm like, no, I'm not. But you can come in and get a set. And I stand up and like step away from it. He's like, yeah, I was gonna say you could be on that just as easily over there and not on here. It's like, all right, bro, did you just wait until I got on my phone to like confront me? Because I generally take 30 seconds between sets because my legs would probably rip themselves off my body and be like, we're gonna find a new owner now.
Exactly.
Your legs aren't you kind of own your legs.
I know. That's what made it funny. That's why I laughed at it.
You take your legs on a walk. You treat them like a pet. I have to go take my legs on a walk today. Anyways, but I just stood there. And then the same guy, like, does three sets at, like, what, 5 pounds? Because that's all old people can handle. No offense to old people. But old people at the gym just walk around the gym and, like, put 2 pounds on a machine and then, like, curl it 30 times. And then don't clean up the machine and then go to a different machine and put 2 pounds with that. It's like
old people and I have that in common.
You would probably annoy me at the gym then.
Yeah. Probably.
Because it's like, you're not using the machines. Just pick one machine and use it.
If you don't wipe it down after you're done, I have a problem with you.
That annoys me.
Because I'm like, you just got all of your everything all over.
Okay, let's just say it. Thing. But it's butt crack sweat that annoys me because there's a single line and it's like, okay, man. Actually, every time someone like interrupts me in the middle of the set, I always offer to wipe it down because like, that's nasty. Even if like, even if there's nothing, I'm like, dude, do you want me to wipe it down? And sometimes they're like, no, I got it. Sometimes they're like, no, it's okay. They never let me wipe it down for them, which apparently like, whatever. I've just started doing it now. I don't even ask. You're like, oh, you want it? Okay, I'll wipe the machine down.
There's an old man at the gym that I go to who he works out in like cargo shorts, like past his knees and work boots. And he like walks on the treadmill for like 3 minutes and then will walk around the gym like creepily like lurking. And so then me and all of the other teenage-ish girls there will all stop and we just like stand there and kind of like stare at him to make him go away. And then eventually he goes away. Because that's kind of creepy, Mr. Cargo Shorts.
You just stare at him? Does that work? Like, yeah, herd intimidation? Nice.
There's a murder podcast I listen to that's like, stay weird, stay alive is like their little tagline. You know, it's kind of weird to just stand and stare at someone. And then that's how you stay alive. Boom diggity.
By being freaky. Yeah, so I recently learned that I apparently I'm like a serial killer because like they say if you're nice to people you just met, that's like serial killer stuff because like all these serial killers were like super nice to everyone and then they like for lack of a better term and I'm like, oh,
Trey, you're serial killer material.
Maybe I should stop, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
People started making Jeffrey Dahmer jokes. It's like, what is it like? The guy who, like, killed people and ate them.
Oh.
And it was like, oh. I'm like, oh, I find that just as funny as the next guy, but please tell me some other jokes now. That they aren't very funny. Like, when it was like, a sandwich is a snack, but a manwich is a meal or something like that.
Oh,
and I was like,
my gosh.
Whoa, tone it down, Dad. Not you. Because, like, for a solid 24 hours, he's like, yeah. I liked one person's joke about Jeffrey Dahmer. Or he didn't even like it. He just read it. And now my entire Twitter feed is Jeffrey Dahmer jokes.
Oh, my gosh.
Because the algorithm is like, oh, you find this funny. We're going to show this to you forever.
Yep.
Well, the final thing that irks me. Well, I mean, I guess we should just airlines in general. Just the whole airport process.
Yeah.
It annoys me.
I actually enjoy it.
How often do you travel?
Quite a lot. Well, we used to a lot more frequently, but I just flew last week, 2 weeks ago.
On what, though? Well, who did you fly with?
American Airlines.
Okay. Well, American isn't the worst. Personally, I think Delta is either amazing or terrible. There's no,
I've heard that.
Delta cannot be meh, and that's why I hate it.
They can't be mediocre.
My best flight ever was actually a Delta, but it wasn't like it was a Delta charter because like there's a bunch of politics. Anyways, Air France can't fly this one route because Delta owns that route, but Delta can charter Air France with it and they get the profit and blah, 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 and it's all complicated. Okay. Point is, it was an Air France flight, which sounds fancy, but it was the best because I got a seat that had like no one behind me, so I didn't have to like you never know how much of a luxury that is until there isn't someone staring at your screen from behind, and then you're like, wow, this is actually really cool to just be able to not worry about someone behind me. I don't know, it's just awkward to me to like, you put on a movie And then you're just like, why are you watching my movie,
dude? Is the person behind me judging what movie I just picked? And I always worried about
that. I want to watch The Notebook and the dude behind me is judging me.
I always wanted to watch, like, Finding Nemo because it was always on the, like, app thing. Mm-hmm. And then I was always like, oh my gosh, the people next to me are going to think I'm a child. I was, like, 14. I still watched it. And then I ate gummy bears while doing it. That's a core memory of mine.
That proves that you've watched other Pixar movies. Absolutely. I've actually recently, something I really enjoy watching on YouTube is like, there's this one dude that just rips movies. Like his whole thing is he'll just go through like everything wrong with the movie.
Oh,
I'll show you one afterwards, but they're mm-hmm. like spot on comedy, like yeah. peak comedy because it's just like,
all of these. He just drags a bunch of movies.
Well, like Planes, like, you know, the Planes movies from Disney.
No.
Okay, so essentially, Disney made Cars, right?
Oh, maybe I have seen
this. And then they made Cars 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then Cars 2 sucked and everyone hated it. But they were like, how do we get more money out of this franchise? And then they just made a Planes movie.
Yes, I do remember there being a Planes movie. And it was like, we named our dog after Finn McMissile from Cars 2. That was not my choice. That was my brother's choice.
We have a live studio audience today.
Nonetheless, his name is Finn.
Finn McMissile. Yes. Well, I mean, there was some funny moments, but like after the first time watching it, it's not like a timeless Disney classic.
Right.
But also,
I would say Cars is a timeless Disney classic.
I don't know. Disney, like Lightning is kind of a piece of crap the entire movie.
Has their own land in a California Adventure.
Star Wars didn't even have that forever. That annoys me.
Star Wars has their own section now in Disneyland.
I know.
But across the what?
Disney World.
I've been to Star Wars.
Oh, Disneyland has one too, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's like a little section.
So a section of a section.
Right. And then they have like Radiator Springs at California Adventure.
Huh. She's from California, ladies and gentlemen.
Lived there for like 10 months.
Yeah, and 11 then months. We get back and she's like, back in California.
Back in Jordan,
okay.
We used to do all of this stuff.
That back is in true. Jordan. That is true. Back in Jordan. I have stories that I haven't shared on the podcast that I feel like I should at some point.
You should have like a Jordan behind the scenes episode or something like that.
Stories from Jordan?
Right.
Like that time I got stung by a lionfish because I was trying to poach it. That was a solid story. The time I was in a rainforest cafe in Dubai when I was 12. I should actually tell you that one. So we fly to Dubai, right?
Where, as one does casually
yeah. when you're 12. Okay. So the way it works is in Jordan, you have to have, with Jordan, the country, Middle East, we were on visas because we lived there, but we had to change visas. But like every 3 months to a year, you had to fly out for 3 days, then come back to renew your visa.
It's like a forced vacation.
Yeah. So we went to like Egypt and two places, two resorts in Egypt. We never went to Europe. We were going to go there. But this time we decided to go to Dubai. So we fly Emirates, which I must say is the nicest airline with the biggest selection of movies I've ever seen. So on this flight, that's like, what, 6 hours
mm-hmm.
from the top of the Middle East to the bottom of the Middle East, I decided to watch both Night at the Museum. I was probably 11 or 12, watching both. And, you know, plot of Night at the Museum.
Right.
Everything comes alive, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. So it's like our first night in Dubai, and we're chilling, watching supercars, watching the fountains. But they decide to take us to the Rainforest Cafe. Remember what I watched on the way there? Remember what the Rainforest Museum. Cafe is?
Yes,
so
yes.
Walk into the Rainforest Cafe, and I remember the first thing I see is like an anaconda. Above the head on the way in. So I'm chill. But it's all like really dark because it's nighttime and all kind of creepy. The tiki thing spewing fire yeah. every once in a while.
Yeah.
And my mom's like, just wait, buddy. Pretty soon it'll all come alive. And I had a full on just breakdown. And like, I was like, well, frick. And just everything. Yeah.
Not crying in the club. Crying in the Rainforest Cafe in Dubai.
We in. Live studio audience here messing stuff up. We ended up going to the Cheesecake Factory and yes. walking through the watch district of the mall.
Watch, okay, yeah.
So, like, the Dubai Mall is crazy because there's, like, a Gucci store.
Gucci store.
But then there's like a Rolex store, which you see in airports, but like there's like an entire row of shops just full of like $20,000 watches.
Right.
And that's all. And it annoys me because it's like no one ever shops in them, but everyone always stands outside of window shops.
So it's just like, for looking at.
It's for looking at, unless you're like super rich, the kind of people who get their cars parked for them at the Dubai Mall. And then I guess you shop there. Anyways, that's my story in Dubai. I have other ones in Dubai, but they're all really lame.
Hmm.
And I only really remember that one because I had a full-on emotional breakdown.
I mean, how could you forget that? Sounds like an unforgettable experience, if you ask me.
Everything's also like 6 times more expensive over there. Like a Lego set, which are already insanely overpriced, is like way through the roof. And it's like, all right, bro, calm down.
Back in my day, Legos used to be cheapish.
Not really.
I mean, like a decent set was like $6 or $7. Now it's like 10 or something.
What's a decent set for you?
I mean, like one of those.
A decent
like,
set for me is like $400. What's a decent
no,
set?
No, no, no. No, I'm talking about like years ago when my
the
brother
little
and I,
itty bitty ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're super expensive.
Right.
I hate it so much. Point is, everything's more expensive, but because of that, like their laws are different over there.
Mm-hmm.
So like if you like miss a payment on your house, it counts as stealing. So people take out these huge payments on cars, and then if they miss a payment, you go to jail for like ever. Not like forever, but like for years.
For the rest of your life.
Because it's like you stole the car. And when the car's value is $500,000.
Right.
It's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
So a bunch of these people take out huge payments on these cars and then like bounce on its second payment. They will drive it out into the desert and like get picked up by helicopter and flown out. And they'll be like supercars on the side of the road with the keys still in them.
What on earth?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And there's entire junkyards just full of like $100 to $1 million cars that people just ditched because they were too poor to pay for it.
Oh my gosh.
Because they took out these huge loans. It's, yeah.
Have you ever had to pay taxes?
Have I ever had to pay taxes?
You personally?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Dang.
Have you?
Yeah. This year, I thought I was like accidentally going to commit tax fraud because or tax evasion or something, just because I forgot to, until like it was like May and I was like, wait, taxes are a thing. And then because of the Rona, they were like, oh, we
like, forgot about you.
What? No, they like extended the period or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Long story short, I did not commit tax evasion.
Well, the IRS really only cares about rich people, but then the rich people are the ones who know how to get out of it. Like,
right.
There's a bunch of people who like, you can like put your profit on this island somewhere and then it doesn't count. And there's entire like $1 trillion or $1 billion companies that just don't pay taxes because they're big brain.
They just ship it off.
Yeah. And I don't know. I think it's messed up. But again, who am I to say? I'm not rich. So who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, I am rich and we're recording this in a 5-star studio right now.
For sure.
Not a room in my house that I dedicated to it. Anyways, point is, my recommendations this week going forward. Do you have any music you've been streaming recommendations before it boots us off the recording software?
Yes. My favorite song right now is Refiner by Maverick City Music, even though it's like 12 minutes long. Still a bop.
I don't even know what that is.
We literally just sang it at camp.
I don't know what that... I have no idea.
That proves how much you paid attention
at
camp.
Well, my recommendation, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Mm-hmm. I've reread the whole thing. I've been watching some Jack Ryan, which is really nice because since I speak Arabic and kind of know French and English, mm-hmm. I watched the whole first season without subtitles except for the Turkish bits. But, solid thing. I don't really have... For music, while I would generally have something to recommend, anything other than Olivia Rodrigo at the moment, I recommend.
Hey, that's rude.
Well,
as an Olivia stan, I take that.
Well, yeah, this is why. Well, thanks for listening to Guy Stuff. Be sure to go follow our Twitter because we tweet sometimes, occasionally. We tweet about as often as we podcast. We tweet when a new episode comes out. So be sure to go follow the Twitter. That is Guy Stuff Podcast, I believe is the Twitter. @ Guy Stuff Podcast on Twitter. We are growing a bit of an audience, and hopefully we can get lots of views, followers. Be sure to share with your friends, and see you next time.